Now look, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. The second ingredient needed in this 7-year period of time will be a treaty. A treaty. 1979, Jimmy Carter goes to Camp David in Maryland. Joining him, Anwar Sadat, president of Egypt, Menachem Begin, prime minister of Israel. They come out with the Camp David Accords. It's the first time in the history of the world that an Arab country has ever had peaceful relationships with Israel. The Camp David Accords, Egypt and Israel. I got a phone call. Jimmy, is that the peace treaty of Daniel 9:27? No, it's not. September the 13th, 1993. Judy and I are in Jerusalem. We're watching it on a big screen television as Bill Clinton steps out of the White House onto the White House lawn with Yitzhak Rabin, Prime Minister of Israel, Yasser Arafat, Chairman of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, number one terrorist in the world. They walk center stage. They sign the Oslo Accord. Bill Clinton pushes Yitzhak Rabin into shaking hands with Yasser Arafat. As he does it, every journalist in that room went like that. Got home. Jimmy! Is that the peace agreement of Daniel 9:27? No, it is not the peace agreement of Daniel 9:27. October the 26th, 1994. Judy and I and our son Jim are at the Arava. It's an extension of the Jordan Valley down near the Red Sea. There gathered all the politicos from Jordan. There's King Hussein. All the politicos from Israel. There's Yitzhak Rabin, Prime Minister. Bill Clinton, Warren Christopher as Secretary of State, and their entourage come up. They sign this peace agreement right here. Treaty of peace between the State of Israel and the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan. We drive from there to our home in Jerusalem. Unlocking the door, the phone is ringing. I run in. Hello, Jimmy! Is this the peace agreement of Daniel 9:27? No, it is not, and quit calling me! Then I decided I better go back to the Bible. Look what it says. You know, I always said when the Antichrist signs a peace treaty with Israel, doesn't say that any place in the Bible. I looked it over from cover to cover. Doesn't say anything about signing a peace treaty. Look what it says, verse 27. And he shall confirm the covenant. You know what that word is in Hebrew? Gabar, G-A-B-A-R, Gabar. You know what it means? Confirm, strengthen, make stronger. Not signing. And in order to confirm something, strengthen it, or making it stronger, you know what? You got to have it on the table. Folks, here is the peace treaty of Daniel 9:27. Along with the Camp David Accord and the Oslo Accords. They're not working. More Jews have been killed after the Oslo Accords were signed in 6 years than in 45 years of history of the modern-day state of Israel. Those peace agreements are not working. Even this one, the one that's probably the best, is not working. It's waiting for a tyrant to step on the scene. Hey, give me that treaty. I can confirm it, strengthen it, make it stronger. Third thing, quickly, back to verse 27. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. The sacrifice. Lady came to me this morning at breakfast. She said, Jimmy, I love that Day of Discovery television program you did, but I could not look at that one you did on sacrifice. That poor little goat, what happened to him? I was afraid. Sacrifice in Jerusalem? No sacrifices. Because there's no temple. Yeah, no. But how's this going to happen? Well, let me tell you what is happening as far as the temple is concerned. Maybe you've heard some of it. I stood in a yeshiva. Yeshiva is a place of learning for Jewish young men. There with Rabbi Nachman Kahana. Working in a computer. I said, Rabbi, what's the computer for? He said, on this computer, I have the name of every male Jew that's qualified to be a priest. You need 28,000 men to serve as priest. I said, why? He said, because we're going to build a temple. said, "Wow." I said, "But don't you have to have the implements and the priestly garments?" He said, "We got the priestly garments made. We've got the implements made." I said, "Wow." I said, "But wait a minute, man. King David wants 4,000 harps and a harp orchestra. What about that?" He said, "Go over to number 10 King David Street." Isn't that a neat address? Number 10 King David. So I went over to number 10 King David Street. I walked in there, Shoshana and Micah Harari. They had moved to Israel. He was a finished carpenter. Micah was. Shoshana, very beautiful young lady, she said one day to her husband, "Micah, I want a harp for my birthday." Micah said, "I made a guitar, honey, but I don't know how to make a harp." She said, "It's my birthday. I want a harp." She kept harping until he said, "Okay, I'll give you a harp." He goes to Megiddo in the Jezreel Valley, finds the picture of a 10-string harp carved into the wall, makes a copy of it, comes back to Jerusalem, and makes a 10-string harp. 2 days later, the Jerusalem Post shows up. They do a story, a feature story, about this 10-string harp. They come back, and the reporter says, "I've done my research. This is the first harp made in 2,000 years in Jerusalem." This is not a prophecy newspaper. By the way, this is a 55-minute documentary that CBS Television purchased from me. On here, I interview Micah Shoshana Harari. I go in their harp factory. I show you the 10-string harp, and I let her tell that same story. A couple days later, a rabbi walks in. "You got a 10-string harp in here?" "Yes." "May I see it?" "Yes." "May I hold it?" "Certainly." He started to cry. Shoshana said, "What's the matter?" The old rabbi said, "The Talmud, extra-biblical Jewish writing, the Talmud says, when a 10-string harp shows up, it's the time for the coming of the Messiah." The 70th week of Daniel requires a tyrant. I believe he's alive on earth. A treaty? I believe that's it. And a temple ready to be rebuilt. These three things happen in this 7 years, moving up to the second coming of Jesus, which is at least 7 years from now. But before that, he steps up loud and shouts, and the archangel shouts, and the trumpet God sounds, and we're out of here. Father, thank you for the word. As we study simply through your book, trying to determine what your message is for us, it seems to say loud and clear, my coming of my son is close at hand. As we understand where we are in God's time, and then as Dr. Sweeting, just a few minutes, will come and teach very practical Christian living, might we realize we must be prepared for that coming, but until he does come, we must live purely and productively. Thank you for the time we could spend in the book, fellowshipping together with these dear friends. Thank you for your word to us. In thy precious name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.